Chapter 1. Sunday, the 14th of December. Meg. How could Oliver be so cruel? Meg Preston wiped the tears from her cheeks with the back of her hand, sat up and hugged her knees, trying to process everything that had happened. She loved Oliver so much, thought they would be together forever, and now she didn't see how they could be. Not after the bombshell Oliver had dropped. He should be apologizing, groveling, explaining himself, not storming out as if she were the one to blame, the one who had lied. He knew how important this was to her. How could he deliberately deceive her? She was the one who should have stormed out. How bloody dare he put this on her? She glanced at the clock, just after 10. Oliver had been gone over 2 hours now, leaving Meg sobbing on the bed, her world crashing around her ears. She couldn't believe he could be so heartless. Some Christmas this was going to be. And she'd been hoping they'd be starting the new year with something to celebrate. Oliver had made it very clear that there was no chance of that. Well, she'd had enough of him calling the shots. She wasn't waiting for him to return for an apology and an explanation that she obviously wasn't going to get. She needed to get away, to give herself time to think about it all, to decide if she wanted to be with Oliver now she knew how he really felt. And right now, the answer was no. Where could she go? She cast her mind over their various friends. They were all happily coupled and didn't need her turning up with her suitcase at this time of night, any more than she needed to see their togetherness right now. She didn't fancy going to her parents' house either. Her mum would fuss and her dad would lecture, telling her that she and Oliver had made vows and should stick to them. As far as her parents were concerned, marriage was for life. Well, she had thought that too until the horrible events of this evening. So a hotel room was the best option, at least for tonight, until she was clear about what she wanted to do. Meg grabbed her mobile, did a quick search on nearby room vacancies, and booked one in a small hotel about a quarter of an hour away. Right.